We could use this theme for our show, but I think it's been taken.
Yeah.
And it's a
great
good one.
Music.
Yeah, it's a great opening. And I see The Falling Man right now, and it's a great series. And with us this morning, she's in Chicago today for the Big Magnificent Mile Shopping Festival, Christina Hendricks, who plays on Mad Men, Joan Harris. Welcome to our town, Christina. Thanks for being on WGN.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're a Tennessee gal, aren't you? Have you been to Chicago much?
I was born in Tennessee, but I spent some great time in Chicago, but it's been a few years since I've been here, but it's one of my favorite cities, so I'm really excited to be back.
What did you do when you were here in Chicago spending some time?
I used to come here a lot and see a lot of theater at Steppenwolf and go to great restaurants and go down to Navy Pier and go see jazz. I love this city.
And we all love Mad Men. Where are you, by the way, in the production schedule on the show?
Well, we have one season left. We're still on our hiatus. We're going to go back and start shooting probably in November. But our writers are back in the writing room, and they're plotting out the last season. So I can't wait to see what they come up with.
How does that feel to be part of this unbelievably successful show and then know that you are winding it down? Does it make you sad?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit heartbreaking, to be really honest. I mean, we've been working on it for 7.5 years of our lives, and everyone's become a family, and it's really changed all of our lives. So at least we get to know when we're ending. We get to sort of anticipate it and mentally prepare. But it's going to be a real change of life, and I'm going to really miss it.
It seems to most of us who have never had a chance to meet him that John Hamm is a fun guy. What's he like on the set?
He is a fun guy. He plays this very serious character, obviously, on Mad Men, but he's got a great sense of humor. I think some people have seen him on SNL,
yeah.
How he can be and how great he is. So, yeah, he's very fun on set and really funny.
You've been mentioned in so many magazines and so many polls and noted for your looks. And I know you're a little uneasy with all of this. Why is that? I mean, don't you sort of enjoy the attention? Because people are not saying, well, you know, we're attracted to her just because of her looks. I mean, you've obviously done a terrific turn in your role on Mad Men. So does it still bother you when we mentioned earlier some of the magazine polls that named you the sexiest woman in the world and best looking American woman in Esquire? How do you react to all of that?
That's all very flattering, and people have said really, really nice things. And of course, it's a huge compliment. I think anyone when they're an actor or an artist, they want to talk about the projects they're working on and what they're excited about, and that's obviously my passion. So that's usually the kind of conversation I want to be having.
Sure, but you know, your look on the show, which is a look of a few years gone by, is really, it's part of the character and part of the story, isn't it?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons people respond to Mad Men is, you know, initially, before they even sort of recognize how amazing the writing is and production and all of that, but it's an incredibly stylish show. And down to, of course, the architecture and design of the buildings and certainly the costumes and the look of everyone. And I think it really influenced a lot of fashion and continues to do so. I know stuff on the fall runway, which I'm looking forward to seeing at the Magnificent Mile show tonight, will feature some things that certainly reflect the show.
When you're not working, do you now want to dress a little bit more 60s style?
I try not to because I don't want to look like I'm a crazy person walking around in a costume.
How did your role come about in the first place? How did you get that job? And what did you think when you got the news that you were going to be playing that role?
Well, I auditioned for it like everyone else did. It was pilot season. And at that time in Hollywood, you sort of audition for a bunch of different things on a daily basis and hope something sticks. But this was the best script that I had read that season. And all the actors in town were sort of talking about it and that it was so special and unusual. And So I auditioned for it several times, and it took a while to hear back. And then I found out I got the role, and you know, when you're on a startup network like AMC, and they don't have any original shows, you don't really know what that means or if anyone's going to catch on or watch the show. So I just did it because I loved the pilot script, and we really had no idea we would be where we are now. So it's been kind of extraordinary.
And you say you had no idea you were going to be where you are now. What is that like when you first are, you're hearing all the rumors, this is going to be a good show, but you really have no clue? I mean, it's really a gamble, yet there are so many possible opportunities, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really so hard to tell. There have been so many amazing pilots that have been made that didn't continue, with extraordinary people involved, and you never really know what's going to hit and how people are going to respond, so you really have to choose projects because you love them. And I guess being an artist, it is always a gamble. But that's why you have to sort of be true to yourself and really choose things that really stand out to you and that are special.
Christina Hendricks, who stars as Joan Harris on Mad Men, is the special guest host for the big runway show highlighting fall looks from Michigan Avenue's retail centers, the 900 shops, the shops at Northbridge and Water Tower Place. And it's right next door to our WGN Showcase studio here in Pioneer Court at 401 North Michigan Avenue. So folks will get a chance to talk to you. And what is the number one thing you hear from fans when they recognize you? What do they say to you mostly, Christina?
Oh, usually people just sort of shout out, "Hey, Joni," just sort of wave.
Yeah.
Our fans are pretty amazing. They usually just want to know what's going to happen in the next season. They've always been very, very sweet and very, very passionate about the show, which is nice.
And dopey guys come up to you and say, "Hey, take a letter," probably, right?
I'm sorry, take a what?
Dopey guys want you to be their secretary, right? They want you to come up to their office, take a letter.
You're the first one to say that.
Oh, no, I can't believe that. Do you know what, do you get a clue as to what's going to unfold in the final season?
Gosh, we don't know at all yet. We usually don't know what's going to happen until we get the first script of the season. And usually I call my boss, Matt Weiner, at the beginning of the year, and I say, give me the scoop. And he says, you have to wait your turn. He'll give me little tidbits every once in a while. But I have a feeling this last season is going to unfold script by script.
That guy's a genius, that Matt Weiner. He was one of the Sopranos creative forces, wasn't he?
He was a writer on The Sopranos, absolutely, and created Mad Men, and it's extraordinary. He's meticulous, and like you said, I think he's a genius. His writing is extraordinary.
What's up for you after this?
Well, gosh, I get to be here hosting the Magnificent Mile event tonight, which is super fun, and then I'm going to head off to Louisiana to shoot a movie called Dark Places with Charlize Theron. And then in a very short amount of time, I'll be back on the last season of Mad Men. So that'll happen in November. And I just finished a couple movies, so I'm keeping busy.
Sounds like it. Well, people around Chicago will look forward to seeing you tonight around 5:30 Pioneer Court, 401 North Michigan Avenue, the big Magnificent Mile Shopping Festival. Good to have you in our town. Hope you'll return again. And by the way, you and Marianne have something in common because I hear you play the accordion. You played it on the show. Marianne plays the accordion. So come into the studio one day and you two will do a duet.
We'll do the beer barrel polka if you can do that.
Exciting. I'd love to hear you play.
Christina Hendricks, great talking to you. Continued success to you on Mad Men and beyond. And have fun at the Big Mag Mile Shopping Festival, Pioneer Court. Big show tonight at 5:30 here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.